Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Alexis. How may I help you?
I have a question concerning a charge on my credit card.
Okay, so may I have your zip code?
07826.
And your first and last name?
Douglas Post.
And could you please verify the shipping address I have on file?
It would either be a post office box or a house address. I'm not sure which one. Do you have a Newton address or a Branchville address?
No, so what you could just do is you could just tell me the address that you think it is so I can verify it, because I'm not able to tell you which address is on file.
Well, it could be Post Office Box 298, Branchville, New Jersey.
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Okay.
So I see that you have the earbuds and the watch.
The what?
The earbuds and the watch back on February 1st, where you paid $5.97 for shipping and handling.
Right, and then what's the charge on February 19th for $670?
So what they did was they charged you the 15th day. So you were on a 14-day trial, and your 14 days actually ended on the 15th, but they gave you an extra day to give us a call in to cancel out that trial to see if you like these earbuds. Due to you failing to give us a call, they billed you the original price of the earbuds, which is $59.97.
Well, I didn't think I authorized that because I took a survey and I thought they told me to pick the earbuds as a thank you for the survey. I didn't know that there was a gimmick to it. Can I cancel it?
So, sir, like I've stated, you are on a 14-day trial, which basically they just give you time to see if you like the product, and if you don't, you'll be billed the end of trial price. So you were billed that end of trial price, which was the $59.97. But what I could do as a courtesy, because you did state that you did not know, so what I could do is I could speak with my supervisor for a second and see if she agreed on a 35% refund to both charges.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you said $59.97. Is it $59 or $69?
So, yes, sir. It was the $59.97 and the $69.97 charge that I was speaking with her about the refund. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're both of them. Okay.
Yes, sir. So, will you just hold for me for 1 second, please?
All right.
So, sir, after speaking with my supervisor, she did agree on the $69.97 charge that I could refund you $24.49 back onto your card. And for the $59.97, I could put $20.99 back onto your card.
Okay.
Okay, so you just hold for me for 1 second while I process that.
Yeah, I have one more question for you, though. What was the $18.94 on February 1st?
That was the warranty, so if anything was to ever happen, all you would have to do is give us a call and we'll ship you out a free one.
All right.
So as I stated, if you, it came as a package. So if you did not want the warranty, I could just,
I don't want anything. I did not realize any of this was going to, this isn't a monthly thing, is it?
Sir, no, it's an end of trial. So on the 15th
day, I don't want anything. I really was completely, I misunderstood.
Yes, sir. So if you don't want that warranty, I can put that, $18 back onto your card, but because it was the warranty, not for the product. But as far as the other two charges, I would have to go with my supervisor on a 35% refund.
That's fine.
Okay, yes, sir. So if you can just hold for me for 1 second.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So I'm just letting you know that I'm still here. I'm just processing those refunds.
I'm sorry?
I'm letting you know I'm still here. I'm just processing those refunds.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, sir, I did go ahead and submit those refunds. Now, you should be receiving an email to DougPost57@yahoo.com.
Yes. Okay.
Yes, sir, so I did go ahead and put that refund in. Sir?
Yes.
So I did go ahead and get that situated for you, and you won't be billed anything else.
Do I want what?
I said I went on ahead and processed those refunds for you. So you shouldn't be billed anything else or receive any more payments or products.
Okay. I appreciate that.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling customer support, and I'm sorry about that, but you have a great day.
Thanks. You too. Bye.